3, 2, 1.
Someone who goes the extra mile.
Touching Women Ministries presents Drusilla Crutchfield, teaching creative Christian concepts for today's woman. This program is bringing a message of deliverance, hope, and freedom in today's world through our Lord Jesus Christ. Now with today's program, here is Drusilla Crutchfield.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and praise God. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, in the morning sow thy seed. Praise God, truly the light is sweet, and a pleasant thing it is for the eyes to behold the sun. In the morning sow thy seed. Don't wait until this afternoon. Don't wait until tonight when the sun has gone down. Don't wait until tomorrow. Right now, in the morning, sow that seed. Sow that seed, that message of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Father, we come to you this morning sowing that seed, Father. We come to you this morning asking you for an anointing, Father. Asking you for a touch upon this ministry, Father. Asking you for a touch upon every woman that is here listening today, Father. Just bring conviction into their life, Father. Bring healing into their life. Bring freedom into their life, Father, through the salvation of your Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, I just thank you. I thank you for the beautiful life that you have given us through your Son. I thank you, Father, for your majesty. I thank you, Father, that you have created us. I thank you, Father, that you hold all things in your hand and that you are in charge. Thank you for this morning, Father. Thank you for the blessing that you are each day in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. There is so much to do to get the word out. None of us, no, not one, should tarry. There's much work to be done. There are many seeds that need to be sown. And women today, right now, are out sowing the seeds of the gospel, ministering to each other. Ministering to each other. You see, God's word tells us that the aged woman should teach the younger woman. That we should teach and that we should bring that word to you so that you might know what God wants in your life. And an aged woman, I do not believe, has to be one who has reached a great age. But praise God, that is good. The wisdom that is wrought there is beautiful. But I tell you that as you grow in the meat of the word, that you can be an aged woman bringing wisdom to your younger sister, bringing wisdom to those who need to hear the gospel, bringing that gospel message. And we have a sister who is sowing seeds now. We have so many sisters who are. Praise God that they might prosper, that the word of God never comes back void. Sister Sue Gall of Haven Ministry Center in Eagan, Louisiana, invites you to a women's conference, What is Woman? Saturday, September 13th. A coffee fellowship at 9:30. The conference begins at 10 o'clock and a covered dish luncheon following. Sister Sally Garner is the guest speaker, bringing to you the message of what the Holy Spirit is saying to women today. For more information, call 783-1095. 783-1095. Praise God. That's 2 days from now, ladies. A conference, a women's conference for you, for your sister, to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say to you. Prepare yourselves. Get excited. Be ready for what God has to say to you. Call Haven Ministry. Call and find out what this is about. Call and prepare. Yesterday, we spoke about the woman of Samaria. We spoke about the living water that Jesus Christ has for us. Praise God that Jesus Christ Himself is that living water. Praise God that we have the hope of a promise. Praise God that we have the promise of faith and salvation. Now, let's look at another woman. Let's look at another woman whose life Christ touched in a spectacular way. Perhaps I should say another woman who reached out and touched Christ, and because of that reaching out and touching Christ, you see, her life was changed completely. That day, never to be the same life again. A new life in Christ. As you listen, I want you to see and I want you to understand what is happening here. Just as this woman that we will speak of today began to understand, she began to understand, just as Habakkuk did, that the just shall live by faith. I want you to understand that as we, as women, allow Christ to reach out and touch our lives, that as we, as women, reach out toward Christ, reach out toward Him and touch Him, I want you to understand that He brings healing. He brings salvation. He brings hope. He brings joy to you. And there is no need, there is no need to go without that joy. That joy comes through the salvation of Jesus Christ. In Mark chapter 5, we see Jesus trying to make His way through a crowd. He's trying to get to the house of Jairus to heal that daughter who is laying on a bed, dying. And I want you to understand, I want you to see in your mind what is happening that day. Here is Jesus walking down a dirt road. They certainly didn't have cement and pavement then. They might have had brick and cobblestone. But you see, Jesus is walking down that road, and there's a large crowd thronging around him. And He's trying to get to this home. And behold, there cometh one, verse 22, chapter 5 in Mark. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw him, that is, when he saw Christ, he fell at his feet and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. We're already looking at faith, looking at what faith can do. This man knows that faith in Christ will heal his daughter, will cause her to live and not die. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. You see what she is saying? She is saying, I know and I recognize, I see that He is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God, the Messiah, that He brings healing, that He brings hope, He brings healing, He brings healing, healing to your body, healing to your mind, healing to the hurt that has entered into your life. He brings freedom from those things. Speak of faith. This woman had faith. I want you to understand and to see what she is saying. Here she is taken for 12 years. Every penny that she has had, and she has visited every doctor that she could, and she's been told that she cannot be healed. She is sick. She is ill. She's drained. Her body is turning to nothing. It is dying. and she sees before her a crowd, and she sees Jesus, and she knows that he is the hope, and she puts her faith. Do you have enough faith that you would get down on your hands and knees in a crowd like that? What did she do? She touched the hem of his garment. If she touched the hem of his garment, then surely she could not have been standing up to touch the shoulder, the hem, the bottom of his garment. Would you crawl through the dirt? Would you crawl through the among people's feet, looking and seeing the bottom, the pit? You're down at the bottom, crawling, knowing that all you need to do is touch that hem and you will be healed. Isn't that how our life is sometimes today? That we feel that we're down at the bottom, that we feel that we are crawling on a dirt road among people's feet, just trying to get there. But you see, Satan can beat us down and he can bruise us. But you see, when we reach out and we touch the hem of the Master, what happens? We are healed. We are healed. We are healed. We are saved. We are saved. Praise God. What a faith. What a remarkable faith. She reached out and she touched that hem, and straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. She was healed of the plague straightway. Why? Because of that faith. That faith. And I tell you, sister, today that you do not need to wait for a healing. You do not need to wait to be freed from the bondage that Satan has you in, but reach out right now and touch the hem of his garment. Reach out and take hold of Jesus. Take hold of him and let him free you and heal you. Verse 30, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said unto him, "Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me?" You see, they couldn't understand it. How could Jesus know that someone touched him? How could he expect them to know who might have possibly have touched him? But, oh, ladies, I tell you, it is so exciting. When I lay hands on someone and I pray for them to be healed, I can feel the virtue, the power of God going out of me and touching them. I can feel that power of God leaving me and touching them. And it's so exciting. How much more does Jesus Christ feel that virtue leaving him and touching others? And his disciples said unto him, How can you say who touched me? And Christ looked round about to see her that had done this thing. And the woman was trembling, and she feared. And Christ said to her, "Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague." He didn't say, "Because you accidentally touched me, you're whole." He didn't say, "Because my brother here believes you are whole." He said, "Your faith has made you whole. Daughter, your faith has made you whole." And that is the message that I bring to you today, that your faith in Jesus Christ makes you whole. Your faith in Jesus Christ. There are needs out there today, and God has called us to intercede for each other. Bring that prayer need today. Write to me. Ask for tape number 2, As He Intercedes, a necessary message for the hurting women of today. Know where that healing comes from. Praise God.
Someone who goes.
You've been listening to Drusilla Crutchfield with today's program of Creative Christian Concepts. Our prayer is that you have been ministered to. This program is a faith ministry of Touching Women Ministries and is supported solely as God leads you to have a part in setting the captives free through our Lord Jesus Christ. You may write Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, zip 77805. That's Drusilla Crutchfield at P.O. Box 4582 in Bryan, Texas, 77805.